Yeah, yeah. Hello and welcome. Talking Yanks pregame show. We got a getaway day game this Thursday. It's April 29th, 2021. Jake's here. I'm here. It's draft day. It's big day. We got a lot going on in the office. How are you, Jake?
I'm all right, man. A lot going on. Might be a little high and tight. Ep, we got internal John Boy. We got external John Boy stuff going on. Yankees are playing draft day. It's all happening, baby.
It's all happening. I have not seen the lineup yet. I'm interested in seeing what the lineup is, and then we'll talk about it. Bringing it up now. Judge is not in. I overheard that.
Yep.
Okay, so.
That's the only part I know.
All right.
I saw tweets about that.
LeMahieu's leading off. Playing first base, okay, so no 40. Stanton's DHing. Torres is at short in the 3-hole. Urshela in the 4-hole. Odor in the 5-hole. Hicks in the 6. Gary's back out. We would have guessed that. And then Clinton right and Gardner in left since there's no Talkman. And with Judge out, that's what it has to be. And Monty on the bump. So I think if they lose yesterday, they play Judge. And if they win yesterday, they go, all right, well, you know, we're hitting without him. Let's give him another day here. Who cares? That's my guess on the situation.
The Yankees have the most boring regular season outlook. Like, if they had to save the series today, Judge would be in there.
Yes.
If it was to split it with the Orioles. Now that they've split it,
mm-hmm.
they're playing with house money after losing the first game,
yep.
winning the next two. Yeah, we can take that, you know. It's a pretty easy formula in baseball. So often we talk about the months. We haven't said this one in a while, Jim. Is that survive on the road,
yep.
go 500, and then win your series at home.
Yeah, it's
that's the other recipe to being a really good baseball team.
Win at home, split on the road. That's the old adage.
So
they have already won the Cleveland series.
Right, they've had a great road trip.
Yeah, the road trip has been very successful as of now, so... If they win today, that would make them 6-2 on this road trip. If they lose 5-3, and that's how a lot of people think. So, yeah, I think Judge would have been in there if they lost yesterday. But anyway, you got Glaber's hitting, man. His swings still look awful, but, like, he's getting results now. Like, he takes one horrible swing in at bat.
Yeah.
But then he locks in and, like, yeah. gets a hit.
No, his...
It's like he searches for the home run on his first swing. If he doesn't get it, he's like, okay, now I'll calm down.
Yeah. O'Neill's been all over it, or he was all over it, and it's the same thing. Like, you see, it's just so shocking because all of the first pitch home run swings have been awful. Like,
yeah.
he's flying out. He's not making good wood. And then later in the bat, you see him stay in on the off-speed pitch and, like, wait that little half second and get the hit. Or you see him... He smokes the heater and puts it in the gab a little, and it's just like, dude, that's what's working.
Mm-hmm.
Very hard to try to hit home runs and hit home runs, I always say. I've never done it.
Have you ever tried?
I've never tried to hit a home run.
Nor have you hit one.
And then hit one.
Okay. But you've tried to hit home runs.
Yeah.
What about a home run derby? You count that?
No.
Okay, good. Because you've...
Doesn't count.
You've done that.
Doesn't count.
Gary's in there because it's a day game after a night game, and that's when backup catchers play in day games after night games, and he's the backup catcher right now, so it makes sense because Cole's on the bump tomorrow, Higgy's back tomorrow, so.
And they announced a little schedule around that because I think the Yankees play a day game Saturday, so it's going to be Higgy, Gary, Higgy, Gary.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's working out, like, nicely for them.
Yeah, the timing... Could have had that planned out a little bit.
Yeah. Judge says he wanted to play. Boone says he's sitting him. They're being very... I don't know where it stems from, if it's Judge to them or them to us, but there's, like, something going on. It's so weird.
There's a disconnect. I mean, I just said, and we're in lockstep on the Yankees won a road trip, so this game means nothing to them.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I think the team can feel that, especially with Big Aaron Judge. So, yeah, man, I mean, you know, and anytime we talk about Giancarlo Stanton and, you know, certain awards you've given out to him.
Shallow Hal Award?
I mean, I think it blows these guys' minds.
What?
Like, Aaron Judge told Booney and the staff today, like, yeah, rest day yesterday, like, I'm good to go. And they're like, nah, let's get you a little more rest. He's like, no, man, I play baseball. I think that's the disconnect.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know where it is. But Stanton's about to play 7th in a row, so we're good there.
He's elite. Well, we'll call it 3.5.
Because he's resting every day. He's DHing every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. They asked him the other day, and I think he said, yeah, maybe we'll put him in there soon. Who knows? Otherwise, I don't care about this lineup. I mean, every time Ford hits a home run, then he gets benched. Every time Judge hits a home run, then he gets benched. It is, I understand it, but it is just the optics of it are so funny.
Yeah, and why not, like, you know, Fordy's last two games, he's hit a home run. You know, if we're, you know, ask inside the Yanks, they're half punting this with resting Judge, kind of resting Higgy, that's a whole nother thing. But, like, I don't know, why isn't Mike Ford out there today? Guy's homered in his last two games.
Yeah, I don't know.
Seems like that'd be an okay thing to do.
The Yankees have really good numbers in small sample sizes against this dude, Jorge Lopez.
Jorge Lopez.
When did he last face them? I mean, these numbers are crazy.
I think we saw him this season and last season.
So, okay, we saw him this season. Was he the first game when they won 7-0? Yes, he was. So did Stan hit the home run off him?
Or I think so.
The grand slam, or was that off someone else?
Jorge Lopez.
Aaron Judge is 2-for-2 off him in his career. Judge hit a homer last game against him.
And on the season, Jorge Lopez, 17.2 innings and 8.15 ERA.
No, Stan hit the grand slam off Sean Armstrong, who came in after Lopez because Lopez walked 3 guys in the inning.
Right.
And then he hit the home run to bring him in. So they all got good numbers. Guardy's got good numbers. DJ's got good numbers. They all got good numbers off of him.
And Yanks should still win this game. I know we're talking punt day, no Judge, blah, blah, blah. I mean, they're still team on the field today.
They should still
by
win.
Far.
Yeah. Do you have a what to watch for lineup-wise? Does anything specific?
My what to watch for, something specific. Yeah, we're still trying to get guys hot. Like, you know, we talked about it with Gio Urshela, who's still kind of hot, been the best player. You mentioned it with DJ yesterday. It's Clint, man. I mean, you know, we've seen it. We've documented it. When Clint does get hot, it happens in a hurry. So we had 2 barrels last night, you know, that big old sideways smile was leaking out even though he had the base running error. I mean, if Clint Frazier is back barreling balls, I mean, boy, it's, you know, we were getting in a dangerous spot and we still could be.
Yeah.
You know, like Gardy surpassed him. Oh, dude, you know what it was? They tried Tauchman.
Breathing easier now?
Clint was in fear.
He also said he changed his stance a little bit.
Yeah, he opened it up. Tried to get Kyle on that. He didn't want it. That's fine. But yeah, he was doing the inverted toe and he was pretty straight on. He was doing less inverted and opened it up a little bit. And, you know, baseball is just a confidence game. And the most confidence-driven person I've ever seen. So, yeah, wouldn't be surprised if he starts getting hot and good, man. Like, get hot or don't and eat bugs.
In a very small sample size, and here's my what to watch for. In a very small sample size, and good what to watch for. Clint, obviously, you want him to put 2 games together.
Yeah.
Good what to watch for there. Same with DJ, but I almost see what he did, so I'm out of the way.
Right,
so
we already believe.
I said if he got a leadoff hit and a multi-hit game, I was like, he's fine.
He's got a chance to go to Banana Land today.
Yeah, yeah. And he did both yesterday, so I'm great. Ba-da-da-da. Ba-da-da-da. Couple games ago,
splat.
Every starting pitcher besides Cole was bad. The defense was brutal. The hitting was atrocious, and the base running was terrible. We've had good starts now from Kluber and Herman. So that's 2 pitchers not named Monty.
Yep.
We've had not really any defensive miscues this road trip. Besides that one ball that Glaber didn't play behind Monty, but I'll allow that. And then he threw one a little askew. But for the most part, we haven't looked like trash since that first inning in Cleveland.
Been solid.
So it's been like 7 games now.
Decent defense.
And obviously the offense has come alive. They started to be more aggressive. They started to swing. Let's have just one clean base running day.
I thought, yeah.
Like that's the next thing.
Yeah.
One clean base running day, and then we'll see how many of the – how many of those habits they've actually kicked.
Yeah.
Like they're actually, you know what? No, we're going to have other starting pitchers now. Or, no, you know, we're not going to be a joke on defense. Like,
yeah.
Some of them, they're going to kick and some are going to linger. Like, yeah. I think the defense is going to linger a little bit in certain areas. Yeah. Where the base running, let's have one game where we kick that.
See, that's the only part I do want to counter you on that. I like having that as our, that's what we're doing wrong. I like us figuring out the pitching, the defense, and the hitting, and it's just like, we can't run the bases. Boing.
If they make mistakes, let's not make them elementary mistakes.
Okay.
Like, let's make it Someone can debate that it wasn't a mistake.
Ooh, okay.
Like, they've been making base running mistakes that no one is on the other side.
So someone gets thrown out trying to steal today, Glaber.
Sure. Yeah. In a moment where you're like, is that really worth it?
Yeah. You know. Hicks, maybe.
Yeah. Or, you know, a tag up from third and they're out by a step and you're like,
it's a nice play.
That's a really perfect throw, blah, blah.
Oh, I've got it.
But just not something that every single person watching can be like, that's bad. And not a single other person would say, no, there's none of that.
I'm going to raise the bar on it. And I might link this to my premonitions, but I didn't have a premonition on it. This is a goal.
A goal, okay.
Is that like two outs, runner on second, single, and it could be a play at the plate.
Mm-hmm.
The hitter goes for second knowing that...
Baits him.
Yes.
You want a bait job.
So they'll get out on the bases, but it's to score the run.
Okay.
So we're using our current weakness
in
a positive way.
Okay. I like that.
That's coaching.
That's what Judge could have done if he gotten like a pickle there instead he got out of third. All right. So that's the what to watch for. Pitching path to victory.
Thank you, Nick Olson.
Wandy's got to get in this game.
You think so?
Yeah. I think Wandy's going to get in this game. They sent King down. I understand it. I hate it with all my heart. I understand it. I hate it with all my heart.
Yeah.
I hate it with all my heart.
Right here.
But Wandy's in. They're not playing Judge. They've had a great road trip. I think they're going to go like Wandy to Chapman no matter what.
Okay.
Which is a weird prediction, but Chapman hasn't pitched in a while. Wandy now hasn't pitched since the 24th. That was the last time he pitched for the Giants. So correct. He's 1, 2, 3, 4 days off. Chapman hasn't pitched in like 5 days. I can see this being like a 5-0 Yankees victory.
Ooh.
And Wandy and Chapman are involved, and they don't need to be.
Okay. Interested. Yeah, I think...
might be the boldest pitching path to victory I've ever predicted.
Wow.
Or talked about. But I can see that happening.
I've been hot on the PPP lately, pitching path to victory with a P at the front. I think you could also see Sessa today. Sessa hasn't pitched in 3 days. He's a good kind of Monty counter, right, left.
How about this? Wandy for one batter, a lefty to end an inning, just to get a dip his toe in. You've pitched as a Yankee now. What's Baltimore's lineup?
I might be into that. Yeah, no, okay. I think I've got it. I think we're going Monty to Sessa, and then yes. Wandy comes in for Sessa, potentially mid-inning to just dip the toe.
Yeah.
Or they could give him a clean one. And then, yeah, you'd love to see Chapman, but at the same time, like, the Yankees... The Yankees love rest, and it's a long season.
April. Like, if
August... If they don't need him, I don't think they're going to use him.
If it's August and he hasn't pitched in 6 days, then you're like, you need to get Chapman in this game, but it's April, and they're like, whatever, rest is fine. So, yeah, I mean...
Monty to Sessa to Peralta, that's just it.
Okay.
6-2-1.
Monty to Sessa to Peralta. Yeah. If they do use Chapman, I wouldn't be upset about it.
No, it'd be nice.
Yeah. All right. You can bring O'Day in if you want him to split something with Wandy.
They didn't play Judge because they don't care about winning.
Yeah.
So
they think they can win without him and have him rest. Which I do agree with that as well.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah.
Like, it's really cool if they win today and Judge has a great Tiger series. It really sucks if they lose today and Judge has a bad Tiger series.
No one's unavailable today. Say this game goes 14 innings, even with the stupid extra innings rule, no one's unavailable. Like, Loaizaga, maybe, but no.
No.
No one's unavailable.
King, but they sent him down.
Rude.
And the other starters.
The other starters are not available.
They would dodge them.
Yeah. Yeah. They for sure would. All right. That's the pitching path to victory.
Probably Tyone in case of emergency. It might be his throw day.
They'd go forward
like
before 15th
Tyone. Inning. Yeah.
They'd go forward before Tyone.
For sure.
For sure.
That's I had forward in the 14th, Tyone in the 15th.
Okay. That makes sense. Monty? I like the gutsiness of Monty's last outing. He was bad in the first inning. He corrected himself, got it together. Didn't get to finish the fifth. I hope he takes that kind of anger, frustration that he left with onto the mound today. Here. I don't know if he pitches well fired up or if he pitches well blank brain.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
I've got a weird one for Monty.
Okay.
I want him, you know, obviously that new six-inning pitch thing the starters are doing, that's pretty cool.
Like, three in a row? I think it would be, with Cole tomorrow, if they go three starts in a row, if Monty can go six innings, then you with Cole, you should be able to put four in a row, six innings.
All your wishes come true.
Yeah.
But here's my one caveat.
Yeah.
It can't be Shutty. Because Monty's first game of the year was six shut against Baltimore. And now he's kind of been toiling these last three.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if he goes six shut again, then I think people are going to be like, well, the two Baltimore starts, he shut them out. But if he gives up like one run, it's just like, okay, that was a nice day by Monty. And I don't think people play the full-blown Baltimore card.
Okay.
Like if he looks too good today, people play the Baltimore card. If he just looks good, you're like, okay, he's building.
This is like soft Boone shit.
Ooh.
Soft Yankee stuff. Sorry, Booney. I don't know why I said that. But they don't really do this, but I wish they would because there's a soft way of thinking in a way. I need Monty to walk off with a win today.
Yes. I love those, so Jim.
In his last two starts ago, he went six innings pitched, three earned runs. They could have shook his hand. Said, great job. Thanks for keeping us in this game. We love you. And he goes into the clubhouse feeling happy about what he gave the team. Six innings pitched, three earned runs. It's not amazing, but it's a quality start. It's a winning effort. Instead, they throw him out for the seventh. He walks the first batter. Then they take him out of the game right away. That runner comes around to score. Now he's six innings pitched, four earned runs. Ruined his day on his last batter. Not fun.
Okay.
The next game. He has a terrible first inning, comes back out, he battles. His last batter, he gets the third out of the inning. Gleyber misplays the ball. They don't let him finish the fifth. He could have got one more out, walked off the mound with like a win. Like, hey, that was bad, but I battled. I gave five innings. We kept him in the game. Instead, the very last batter, he walks off the mound pissed off. I'd be cognizant, if I was Boone, of making sure that he walks out of there getting handshakes and love from his teammates. And a good effort. So
how about all the love Mingo got last night after the start? They formed a line.
It was good.
Yeah.
So that's what I'd be looking for out of Monty here. If he can give you the ability to give him a handshake ending, give it to him. So if it's
give it to him.
After the sixth inning, even if his pitch count's a little lower, the bullpen's completely rested, I just get him out of there and say, great job. I wouldn't press it. Or, you know, if it's 4.2 and he's got two runners on, let him get that next guy. You don't care about it. You're not playing judge. That's my coaching philosophy today. Yes, Jake.
Do you need a clean first for Monty?
No.
Okay.
No, he's Andy Pettit, man. That's always been it's always been his skill set.
Okay.
He almost pitches better with men on base and like I gotta dig myself out of this a little bit.
Okay.
So I don't need it. I'd like it.
That's why I asked the question.
Yeah.
Give us a good one today, Monty.
Yeah.
I'm jigging on a good vibration.
It's a great song. Not the original, the Mike Amaral cover. Both are good.
Homer draft, it's the Homer draft.
All right. I got on the board again yesterday. Killing it. What do you need? I'm up 2-0 this series. Yeah. So you need a big day, Jake?
A two for the tie. I'm deciding if I want to do that. I like your energy right now, and the Yanks are playing well, so I don't I kind of don't want to break things on my end.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'm a little worried for you because, I mean, getting a Ford homer, I think we could look back at that and call that, like, the homer pick of the year. And I don't want that looming over you for 5 more months.
Well, yeah, I mean,
that's a lot of pressure. Now are you losing sleep?
No, no, what happened
was... You're confusing your dog's names every day?
No.
That gets scary, man.
The dogs are nuts.
That gets scary.
The dogs, the way the dogs wake me up is nuts. I may have to save it for JGR.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Maisie licks me clean like I'm her little lion cub in her lap. Like I was just born. It's crazy how much she gives kisses and licks. Anyway.
How long you been calling me Maisie?
Well, the Ford pick, like, I'm not going to pat myself on the back too much because I only...
It's the biggest pick of the year. It's a lot of pressure. I get it.
But I didn't pick him because I thought he was going to homer. Right. I was just playing the odds, and then the homer draft rewarded me for being, like, careful and smart about my picks.
It's the best pick of the year.
So I am taking Gio and Clint today.
Gio and Clint.
Which is why I chose Ford yesterday, so I could save those guys. They both homered yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
So they would have been good picks anyway.
I know.
So...
I know it. Yeah, I've kind of felt bad about the Glaber thing. No, those are great picks. Those are great picks. I mean, Clint feels really good. Hell, Gio does. Those are great picks.
Thank you.
I have taken Gary, Clint, Gio, Glaber, DJ, LeMahieu, and Giancarlo Stanton. Who am I left with? Rugi,
yeah,
Hicks.
Who can you take?
Rugi, Hicks, and Gardy? So is that my crew?
Yeah, I'm trying to look it up. I think so. I think so.
Zach, why did you just giggle to yourself when I said Rugi, Hicks, and Gardy?
Yeah, you can't take DJ. You can't take Stanton. You can't take Glaber. You can't take Gio. You can take Rugi. You can take Hicks. You can't take Gary. And you can't take Clint. Yeah, so...
Rugi, Hicks, and Gardy?
Yeah. Well, you got lefties on the bump. You got lefties.
You got lefties on the bump? Even though they're hitting.
Yeah. Well, they might walk across the bump.
Hicks and Rugi.
Wow. So, the enjoy piano the man.
Homer. Enjoy the homer, Gardy. I'm just sparking the boys at this point. We got to get this season on track.
Mm-hmm. All right. Zach, whose homer picks do you like the best?
Gotta say, I like Jimmy's picks today.
Appreciate that.
Played the game well.
Yeah.
Had some good ones at
the
end.
You get rewarded when you play the game.
Yeah.
Is that okay? Are you okay?
Get rewarded when you play the game.
Yeah.
How about all that?
Yeah. People, you know, when you, like, give, you're careful and you give thought to it, you know, the gods respect you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Remember that at the end of May, Big Daddy.
You're going to start playing the game? Get rewarded?
Not playing the game.
Over under. Okay. Yes. Yesterday was 9.5. It went under. Today you have... Monty and Lopez.
Probably 9.5.
Yeah, man. I would say they run 9.5 back. They might drop it to 9 because it's gone under both the last two games, but it's 9 or 9.5. I'd say
Vegas
9.5.
Doesn't care about that. 9.5.
Zach? 9.5, yeah. Jake, you're on the dry spell here as well.
Over.
Taking
the
over.
Keeps working. Yanks are playing good ball.
All right. I'm going to take the under. I think we get like a little bit of a repeat of yesterday.
Yeah, I think this game's going to be dead.
I think Yanks pitch really well. This might be the classic Yanks get on the board in the first three innings, and then everyone just starts thinking about the road trip and getting out of Baltimore.
5-1 and something like that.
And you need Monty and the pen to just shut it down, and the offense goes, yeah, we gave you your 4 runs. Just get us the win.
The under's the bet today.
Okay.
But I'm taking the over.
Okay. Jake's taking the over. I'm taking the under. Zach's taking a push.
As usual.
Yeah. Yeah. He hasn't won one yet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hasn't lost.
No.
Oh, he's lost.
He's lost all of them.
Lost all of them. That's
right. That's kind of how that works.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Was there one push? I thought one game tied this year.
Mm-mm.
No?
Nope.
Too many half points. It really makes it difficult for me.
I have it up. Yeah. No pushes.
I'll check it out later.
Okay. Give that a little. Yeah. Give that a little peek. All right, that's it. You got any premonitions?
Premonitions. Let's see.
We kind of predicted a slow game there. Early start, hot start, slow finish.
Yeah, I mean, just kind of, I'm expecting some blah, a couple early homers, and pack it up, get home to Detroit.
Oh, shit. Someone in the chat just said, like, Wade with the pinch hit Wade. Ooh. Homer, not that. I do think Wade gets involved in this game somehow.
Him and Wandy, double switch.
Wade gives us, like, he gets involved at some point, and he does, like, a classic 2019 Talkman, like, I'm going to fire everyone up as, like, you know, okay. The speed guy. Yeah, maybe that happens.
Okay. Interested in that. Yeah, let's, I don't know, rack up a little wheat, little league, little lead.
Little league weed.
And then, yeah, maybe empty the bench. Ford and Wade. Ford comes in for DJ, get him off his feet. Wade comes in for Glaber, get him off his feet.
Judge and Higgy just never move.
We're emptying the bench without emptying our bench.
Ford and Wade are getting in.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, Glaber's got to get off his feet today. I'm surprised he's played so many days in a row. Oh, there you go. Look for Wade to replace Glaber if it's a big lead by the Yanks. Yeah.
Ford and DJ.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. All right. That's the pregame show. Enjoy it. It's a recap day. So after the game, we will be live doing the post-series recap. Jake will be burning, Pride of the Yankees, all that jazz. Goodbye.
Win!
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You were looking for your friend, the one you let hit it.